five drops in on each. Not that you necessarily need that much, but hey, I'm just saying we're live on Facebook now. So Facebook, if you're just joining us, I'm diffusing a classic blend over here today. What I'm going to call the Jackie O of one of my originals. And that would be Elevation and Wild Orange. So there we have it. We're in the diffusing mode. It feels so good though. I just love these happy oils. I've been diffusing a lot of grapefruit, lime, lemon in the kitchen, some Purify occasionally, right? That green mandarin is an amazing citrus blend. But don't worry, I'm still occasionally diffusing some holiday peace, even though I know we're into January. I think you can diffuse that stuff. I don't know if you guys know this, but you can diffuse it all year round.
Just no judgment here.
Yeah. Nope.
And since it's no judgment zone, our Christmas tree is still up. So,
well, there you have it, you know,
just saying
all my other decor is down, but my Christmas bedding is still on my bed. I need to switch that out. So
go team plaid.
Hey, give me some tartan plaid between, you know, November, December, and we're going to be best friends for life.
I love it.
Yes.
I would love to hear who on the call has tried the new proteins or fibers or greens.
So
here's a shout out. I just made myself my first smoothie 2 days ago with the chocolate flavored protein, and it was amazing.
So yeah. I need to come over and you need to make me a smoothie.
Yeah. We kind of stocked up on the stuff, you know, just kind of thinking food storage.
Yeah.
We're well stocked.
There you go. Hey, I think that's some wisdom. I want to try it. So I'm going to come, I'll pop down and try it.
Come on over.
Let's try it out. I think Shelly has a great idea about your Christmas tree. She says, throw some Mardi Gras beads on it and call it a day. And, or, you know, we could even put some hearts on it for Valentine's.
Yeah. Maybe pink and gold kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, pink and gold, some hearts. You want to see my cute new water bottle? It's guess what color?
Holy cow.
It matches my fingernails. You see that?
Well, this Look is a that. Different water bottle from the.
Yeah. From the huge one.
Lift with your knees one.
Yeah, you got me good, my friend. Sometimes, Andy, I was like, what? He's like, do you see the label on the back? It's like, you don't put your back into that thing. I do love that thing because it just measures all of your water. But this, I can take wherever I go. And a cute girlfriend gave this to me for my birthday. BKR. I like that because they're glass. I like a glass water bottle because then my oils can go in them.
Can't go wrong with glass.
Yeah. But how's everyone doing this morning? Good morning. I'm feeling real good. I just led my very first Clubhouse chat. You heard of Clubhouse, hey, Andy?
I'm in Clubhouse and I'm following you.
Okay. Well, I did a morning heart guide meditation as my inaugural maiden voyage into that land of like nice. Dropping into the heart, getting clarity, you know, getting some discernment, some direction on the day. It was just so good, and trying new things. So if you're on Clubhouse, you can find me there. I'm just trying it for a month though, because, you know, and then you evaluate like, yeah, this has really got some juice to it. So, but it's been, you know, January is coming in a little hot, and I'm not mad about it. Meaning there's like, I had a great training with the group yesterday, one Monday night, a couple last week, some on tomorrow and Friday, and just some coaching and creation. I'm going to do an event next Friday, the 22nd, virtual and in person, limited amount, but we are going to have some in-person attendees, and we're just in the creation mode, friends. Like it's time to make some moves, as my friend Henry and I say, making moves. I don't know about you guys, but it's like, hey.
So are those events that are open, or are those private events? Do you want to share any links?
The one next week, the link isn't quite live just yet. So, but if we're connected on social or you're on my newsletter list, it'll go out sometime today. It's almost done. My designer's been working on it. We're going to do an event called Launch, really launch, you know, vision, goals, clarity, strategy. I was in LA over the weekend, which was gorgeous. So beautiful. So sunshiny. And visiting a dear friend of mine, she'd reached out and said, hey, can I have 2 hours of your time to mastermind? You know, this was in December. She's just a love, one of my best friends. We've been good friends for 11 years. And I said, well, why don't you send me a few dates of when you're free? And maybe on, because I'm kind of, I mean, I love, we'll do this Zoom every week. We've been doing this a long time, but I'm like, give me more in person, right? I'm ready for more. Give me the in-person stuff. So anyway, she gave me a date or two and flew into LA and we did some masterminding. And so it's a lot of that where we mapped out the first 90 days. So goals, vision, and real clarity, you know, the process of strategy on that. Then I have a couple surprise little guest speakers, but that's coming up. So my friends, if that's something you're interested in, we'll definitely virtual. I know a lot of people are going to join in virtually, but we are going to sell a handful of tickets to come in person and do some fun swag bags and things like that. So if we're connected on other places, you'll see that later today.
So I'm curious, Tiff, if people are like exiting the social platforms, do you have like an email list?
Yes. Yeah. Make sure you're on that, you, my friends, because I don't know how much energy or life we want to give to that, but there's a lot of unique things happening in the world of, you know, social media and how voices are. I mean, we're talking about all kinds of accounts. I know all kinds of people who've had some shutdowns and things going on, not just one person that we know on a public, you know, leader level, but the reality of that is happening. Or has been, and not to give that fear. So we just don't know what we're in store for. So yes, if you're not on my email list, you'll want to be. I mean, we send out content every single week, so there's value going out, but also notifications when we're hosting an event. You can go to tiffanyspeaks.com and opt in for any one of those free resources, and it'll immediately put you on my newsletter list as well. So thanks for that awareness. And again, I think, you know, I'm a big believer if we give life and energy to hope and belief and possibility and the power of change. I'm not planning to go anywhere off social media. I'm going to keep sharing the light, keep sharing resources, tools, yep, and conversation, like keep bringing. But the reminder, I think the big wake up call of seeing what's happened in the last week is none of us own any of those platforms.
Yeah.
And therefore, like the power, if you are in, you know, like I'm in the content training business. And so even though I put out a lot of great content on social media, I don't own any of those platforms. I'm grateful for them, so thankful for them. But the reality is you know, build your own sandbox, your own blog, your own website kind of thing. And so where you are directing the conversation.
Yep. I think it's good awareness and just kind of like emergency preparedness, you know, like just start building your email list. If you do care about broadcasting your message, then building an email list is kind of like emergency preparedness, right?
Yeah.
Just feels good to be prepared.
Amen to that. So I've been doing an email list for years and years and years, and we're going to continue to nourish that. But yeah, I'm just super excited because here's the thing. Like I had this wake up call happen around November, and it was kind of, you know, a little bit of a personal, like, oh, that stings. Cause it was like, oh, wait, I've been doing a lot of waiting myself, right? And I would coach anyone else like not to wait. Nothing good happens in the waiting space. And I'm not talking about, you know, like waiting to get your heart surgeon certificate degree, of course, duh. But, you know, we're talking about how often in life we're waiting. We're waiting until, you know, what's going to happen with this virus. Like, I don't think there's ever going to be a day where someone's going to stand up in a white coat and say, you can now hug people. Like, I don't think that day's coming. Like, I think, and again, with discernment, and each person gets to make choices and looking at that for themselves, but whether it's the virus or the election or, you know, all the stuff that's up in the world, and it's going to continue to be up in the world in some way or another, right? Like, I'm just done waiting. And I know lots and lots of my fellow friends on the path of light and growth and change, which is all of you, right? You're about the business of sharing the good, is that we're not waiting anymore. If anything, the call is even stronger. We need to be out there sharing, teaching, edifying, strengthening, you know, physically, financially, emotionally, spiritually, one another. And so I'm excited. There's some cool stuff that's planned and that's moving forward. Even if you have to pivot and do it differently, we're going to do it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yep. Get the message out there, folks. It's worth sharing.
Yes. How is everyone though this morning? I'd love you to put in the chat box or on Facebook Live. Let's just anchor into the spirit of gratitude, because what Andy and I were just talking about is all you can definitely feed into those feelings of uncertainty, like what's to come, what's going to happen. Well, here's the truth of life, my friends. It's always been uncertain, right? Control is an illusion. And it's just really that our illusions all really have been messed with in the last year or so. And so it's, you know, awareness of that, but let's choose to be in this space of like, oh, okay, that's right. And uncertainty is also where a lot of magic can happen, right? It's the blank canvas. But can we drop into some gratitude together? Because gosh, you know, if you just take a deep breath for me, and even if you want to put your hand on your heart and just like, oh, grateful. There's so much that we're grateful for. And that's not just to cover all the stuff. It's just to anchor us to truth.
Amen. Love it so much.
Light, love, gratitude. But I'd love to hear in the chat box, what are you grateful for this morning? And Andy, then I'd love for you to share what's on your mind. What are some of the thoughts that are up for you today? How are things in your world and what you're creating and what's in your top of mind for you?
Yeah. Well, I was actually coaching yesterday, a couple of our leaders, and I had a flashback to my life before doTERRA. We call it BD, right? And my world was web design. So I had my own design studio, and I would go to network meetings and connect with business owners, and I would pitch them on having a website built. And I thought I was pretty hot stuff when I was getting out there and I was selling e-commerce packages for like 15 grand. I mean, there were some clients that I landed a couple of those, and in my world, that was a massive account. And I was doing, you know, I was strutting, to say the least, walking back to my car after those meetings. But guess what happened when it came time to fulfill on those projects? It was all me. Mm-hmm. It was 100% Andy Goddard sitting behind a computer and fulfilling that $15,000 website. And guess who's doing customer support on that $15,000 website? 100% Andy Goddard.
Yes.
So doTERRA comes along, and Natalie starts busting her tail to, to share this message of healing every home, and you can enroll into this lifestyle, you know. And there was a period there where she was selling some pretty big packages, you know, like the diamond kit. And it was a lot of work, you know, getting someone to commit to a $2,500 starter package was a lot of work. And I was looking at Natalie and watching her back office, and I was like, man, you just busted your tail and you made $400 off of that. That seems like a ridiculous value proposition to work that hard for that little money. And then I would watch people's monthly orders, you know, trickle in after that. And I'm looking at our commissions on those monthly orders, and it was like $2, you know, you're getting like 3% on your first couple levels. And I'm like, man, this is a really upside down value proposition. But then it started to ripple, and it started to duplicate, and people started to pick up the baton and carry that message in their own homes and in their own ways and with their own voices. And guess what happened? We started to have thousands of little orders happening that we didn't have to do anything on. And so the table turned 180 degrees when I saw that you could have 100% of the commissions from a $15,000 website and do 100% of the work, or you could earn 2% commission on, you know, 1,000 different sales that happened. And which one would you rather have? I used to be the guy who wanted those slam dunk, home run, you know, kick it out of the park, big sales. But doTERRA, it's the exact opposite. You're going out there hustling for hundreds of little deals, like lots and lots of small little, you know, making it to first base, making it to second base, you know, like just little wins. But guess what? In doTERRA, guess who does the customer service? 1-800-451, right? It's not us. And guess who does the fulfillment on those? Somebody else, doTERRA.com. Like they're managing their orders. They're managing their LRPs. Like I'm not sitting there fulfilling each one of those orders. And so just that simple paradigm shift of, I'd rather have a smaller piece of a massive pie rather than 100% of a really tiny pie. And so Natalie and I have enrolled some builders that can never get over that hump. Like they still wanted the grand slam. They still wanted the home run. So we worked with one who, you know, went to China 3 or 4 times and tried to land these big retailers. And that was their home run that they tried to hit. And guess what? It didn't work. And well, I mean, it did for a couple of months, but there's nothing to show for it now. Versus if we just go for those small daily wins, right? Just a little bit of progress. And that's where all of our builders who have succeeded have put their energy and focus. Lots of tiny little wins. And so it's the principle of the slight edge, right? It's the principle mm-hmm. of the law of harvest.
Yeah.
It's about the daily planting, not the, I'm going to plant one big watermelon plant and hope I get the 500-pound watermelon. Right. So that's kind of been what's up for me. And it's an amazing business model. I can tell you that there have been builders that Natalie and I have tried to enroll that we've put more energy into than I put into those $15,000 websites. Because I know the power of when you get a builder engaged, enrolling, committed, capable, then it's a game changer. And that's a fruit tree that bears fruit for life. So this is a much better business, and I'm so grateful I'm not out there shilling websites anymore.
Yeah. Hustling websites. Now you sell oils and you promote ice cream machines. So
exactly.
You know, we've traded out web design for that combination, which is a really great combo when you think about it.
It's a great life.
Yeah. I wonder how much ice cream machine sales have gone up in the last 6 months.
You know, we've been promoting pretty heavily.
Yeah.
I think it's about time for us to set up that affiliate program.
We're about ready for it. But no, in all sincerity, I so appreciate this conversation because it's one very similar vibe I've been having a lot. And for myself is to focus on effort-based goals versus the outcome, effort versus outcome. And actually, you know, just the thought of that, it's like, to your point is we can have big vision, right? And the desire for these outcomes, like things like rank advancing and, you know, running a marathon and various goals personally and professionally and so forth. But to focus, like you're saying, you know, on the small and simple things, but how it adds up, the slight edge when you say that. Well, same thing with our effort-based goals. Like one of my effort-based goals is I move my body every day, right? And some days that's a more lengthier workout or a yoga session. Sometimes, like yesterday, it was a 15-minute walk with Bo because that was about the time that I had for that. But the reality of just like having that effort-based focused, right? Rather than it's got to be, I used to think that exercise had to be, you know, go to the gym, do a full hour-long workout versus, you know, and therefore it's either that or nothing, right? To your point, it's either the big sale and this big merchant, you know, big retailer account in China, or it's only the $2,500 kit, or, you know, it's like, I want this big thing or not any of it versus, no, let's find the way that we're making the progress. Because progress adds up, right? It's the compound interest, what you're talking about at play. Well, that same analogy works for your health goals, your relationship goals. Of course, business, as we're talking about, is being so clear on the effort, right? That we're planting and focusing on that. So yeah, I love that dialogue and that conversation. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, should we jump into some coaching?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, you guys know the drill. Raise your hand if you want to come with us live, or go ahead and post your comments or questions in the chat or comments, because we are here to serve. Somebody on Facebook said, Claudia said, I'm so grateful for Unilevel. It's mind blowing over the years. And I love that comment because over time, what is the single largest part of your check in doTERRA? It's Unilevel. But when you watch the videos or go to the webinars about placements and how to maximize the comp plan and you know, strategic placements, I don't know anybody who preaches the sermon of go build your Unilevel. But guess what? That is the way to build the biggest income is through Unilevel. And so I think it's the best kept secret in doTERRA. You know, rank is nice. Power of three is nice, but you can, there's nothing in the comp plan that will reward you like Unilevel. So, you know, Seth Rizmé preaches taprooting, this idea of just looking for sparks on your team and, you know, any interest, anybody who's sharing at all or enrolling at all, and it might be 5, 10, 15 levels deep in your team. But if you go and chase and fan those sparks into a flame, guess what's going to happen to your Unilevel? It's going to grow and it's going to grow and it's going to grow. And you might not rank advance as fast as some of your friends or some of the people you follow on social, but guess what? Your check might grow faster than theirs. And so Unilevel is those who understand this principle that we're talking about of compound interest, they focus on Unilevel, not on rank or anything else. Mm-hmm. So going deep.
I love that.
Wide.
It's a great perspective. Again, it's just thinking about that. Gosh, I just feel like, have any of you guys, have you read The Slight Edge here on chat? I know Andy and I have Slight Edge. I love that book. I don't know if you can actually find it. If you can find it, pick it up. It's by a gentleman named Jeff Olson. And I love, love, love that book. I gave away several copies of it years ago, but oh my gosh, it's so good. Or see if you can find it on Audible, but it's called Slight Edge. But it's just so true. Is imagine, ask yourself right now today, what's one simple habit, simple, right? One simple habit that if I just did today and it, or it's just easy, simple habit I just did today, every day, gosh, with time, how much that would add up. I've been re-listening to the book Atomic Habits. I listened to it last January and I'm back in it this January because again, there's certain books, while I love to expand the library, there's certain books that are so good with core true principles. I'll tell you a handful of them that I re-listen to or go through every year because it's about mastery. Atomic Habits is now on that list. The book Essentialism that the Goddards turned me on to years ago, absolutely on that list. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, absolutely on that list. The Success Principles, The War of Art, The Law of Divine Compensation, and The 4 Agreements. Every single one of those books get listened to, if not once a year, sometimes even 2 or 3 times, because again, they're just so rich in true principles. Well, Slight Edge, I would say you could absolutely add to that list. Because again, it's just like in combination with James Clear's work, Atomic Habits, is thinking about what's one simple thing you can do that becomes a habit that then is also a cue, right? That doesn't take very much time. And so maybe we're like, I just nourish one person a day. And you go, I can totally do that. I can nourish one person a day, right? In my business. Or you might say, I can move my body for 10 minutes. Or I, again, like mine, I get moving. I move my body every day. You might say at least 10 minutes, or I read or listen, or I do my sacred 10 morning ritual. I may not have a full hour that I commit to a morning ritual, but I'm committed to those first 10 minutes. As you just think about with compound interest or compound effect with time, man, it really is what charts your course, right? But because it's not instantly rewarded, right? That's where we sometimes struggle with following through as we go, oh, it's not maybe instantly rewarded. Like if you do a workout today, it doesn't mean you're necessarily in one workout going to be like drop 5 points of body fat percentage and look smoking hot in that thing or whatever. I mean, I think you're all smoking hot regardless of what's going on with your body because you're in a body. How cool is it? We're blessed to be in a body. I just believe, though, that again, a lot of these habits, if they're not instantly rewarded, sometimes as humans, we want instant gratification versus looking at, you know, where do these habits take me with time? Right? Like if I have a cheeseburger and fries today, and now that I plant that in my subconscious brain, you know, and I'm a big fan of, I'm not a big, like, you know, with your food, you've got to just, I'm a bit, you know, eat what you're intuitively drawn to. But if I eat a cheeseburger and fries every day, with time, that's not going to probably be as great, of course, for my body, for my heart, for my energy levels, things like that. It's just being aware of this. So anyway, I know I'm waxing a little poetic, so I will rope it back in. Let's do some coaching and so forth. But those are some key books. Is I love some of these thoughts, Slight Edge, Atomic Habits, the others that I've rattled off. This is being recorded if you want to listen back to that. I also have a recommended reading list on my website, tiffanyspeaks.com. You can download if you're saying, hey, what are some of your very favorite books? Well, it's all compiled there. But thank you for saying that, because I just think that sometimes we're all wanting the big sexy win, right? The boom, the overnight success, you know? Yeah. And I would say, yeah, that's not real.
Yeah, I love what James Stevens, one of our top leaders and dear friends, he said, on average, it takes about 10 years to make an overnight success.
Yeah.
Right? The media covers how an artist went from zero to hero overnight, but they don't talk about the 10 years they spent, you know, grinding out song after song after song and performance after performance. Like it doesn't make a great story.
Mm. Yeah.
It's kind of like the personal development book that Tiffany and I are writing called Eat Your Vegetables.
You know? Yeah. Oh, we're writing that book right now, me and you.
Yeah,
let me get it in the schedule. I love that. But it looks like you can find Slight Edge. You posted the link in the chat box.
Yes, but use that link because there are a couple other variations of the Slight Edge that are not the Jeff Olson one. And so I've had people order Slight Edge and it's not Jeff Olson. And they're like,
Make sure you get the right one. But I love just, again, the reminder, I love what Rich and Amy Fulmer said here is just the power of unit level is one of the main reasons they decided to take the leap, where they left a very successful position to join doTERRA. It's like, yeah, because you guys, you have an amazing opportunity here. So thank you for sharing. Ruth is asking, can you please write down those books? They are, again, they're written down on my website. They're all compiled there. You can find them at tiffanyspeaks.com.
Hey, Missy has joined us.
All right, Missy's with us.
Welcome.
So I have a quick question for you guys. So what would you guys suggest to do if you had people that you're reaching out to that are not reaching back out to you?
So are these prospects that you've...
Yes. These are like people that I'm trying to get to... engage with me to see if they are interested.
Okay. Well, it's a great question. I would say that I would keep the focus on the relationship and not on the single goal of getting them to a class or getting them to enroll. So if you bring the focus back to service and just being there to support them and whatever their life is up to, and I think it's going to be a lot easier for them to feel you and to feel your authenticity. I love what Nicole Martin talked about earlier about that being one of her main goals for this year, because people, like, everything is energy, right? Like everything, all relationships, all conversations, it's all energy. And so if we're bringing the energy of, hey, have you used that oil yet? Hey, you ready to come to an oil class? Oils, like doTERRA, 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 then they're going to feel that. And that's not yummy energy. And so just kind of stepping back and breathing more life into that dialogue. So those are probably my top suggestions. Sometimes people have stuff come up, you know, like legit, they need to take a break from whatever, you know. I've talked to some people during COVID who have gone through some real stuff and they just needed space. So I wouldn't pin all of my hopes and dreams on, you know, one or two people you want to follow up with. I would say keep that list growing, keep building your names list, and keep investing into the relationship, you know. Show with your actions that you care more about just them coming in as a customer and that you really do want to serve and lift and add value to their lives. Tiff, what would you say?
Ah, well, hi, Missy. It's nice to see you. Where are you based out of?
What?
Where are you located at?
Parker, Colorado.
Okay. I love this question because it's one that will show up for every single one of us, right? It's so universal and it will come up for all of us at some point or another is I'm doing the reaching out. They're not responding, right? Mm-hmm. I think there's two things I want you to think about this. One is keeping your own mindset in a good place, right? Because sometimes when people don't respond, we're tempted to make up a lot of stories, right? We're mm-hmm. storytelling creatures as humans. And some of those stories, right, the nature of the human brain wants to lead towards perhaps the negative, right? We want to fill in the blank, like, oh, they don't like me, or maybe I'm bothering them. Am I annoying them?
Yes.
Right? Have you been tempted to think that?
Yes, definitely have.
Yeah. So we really got to keep an awareness and keep those thoughts corralled because it's normal to have them. But those thoughts, do they inspire us or expire us?
Expire us.
Mm-hmm. Every time. And they'll put us in a place where we're going to think and therefore, like, we're not going to be so apt to want to take more action and move ourselves, you know, forward and keep making calls and reaching out because we're like, yeah, I'm bugging people or I've annoyed them or they don't like me or I'm doing it wrong. So the first part is just to make sure we keep our mindset in a really good place and beware of the story we actually don't actually know usually, right? Like what's mm-hmm. going on for them or what they're thinking or feeling. We just all start projecting. We make it mean something. We're meaning making creatures, right? And often it's like, ooh, if we don't get the immediate response we want, like them calling us right back or responding right away, we fill in that blank with something that sounds like, oh, they're not interested or I'm annoying them or I'm bothering them. And again, that takes the air out of our balloon. So one is just having a really conscious story about I'm here to serve. Like, what's my purpose? I'm here to serve. I'm here to bring light and answers. And maybe even for me, partly truthfully, is like, I love to, you know, pray over clients and opportunities over my business before I, you know, speak or different connections. So I know not everyone, maybe prayer's not part of their life, but you could set those intentions and write down those affirmations, whichever way mm-hmm. this principle works for any of you listening is just saying, I'm here to serve. I'm here to add value. I believe in these products. And even in that intention setting is guide me to who I can serve today. And that we're choosing in to say, okay, I'm going to, you know, put myself in that space of that mindset where I'm just out to give the gift. How they respond, I'm not attached to outcome, right? So similar to what we were talking about earlier, I had a podcast go live today talking about this, your effort versus the outcome and how often we're focused on the outcome, which is the outcome is a sale. The outcome, you know, is a rank. The outcome is the number on a scale. The outcome, you know, always that we outcome base our lives, like the outcome of they pick up or they respond versus I want to have effort-based goals, which says I'm going to nourish X amount of people today or a week. I'm going to follow up. I'm going to make calls, send texts. I'm going to put handwritten notes in the mail or some samples. I'm going to be getting into that energy of like, I'm going to be the blessing in my business is such a game changer. And that's the kind of mindset that I hope we're, you know, again, I'm just holding space to remind all of us for coming back to that key principle, but to be in a space where we go, oh, effort. I'm going to just measure my effort. I'm not going to be attached to outcome. Right? Because if we're always like, gosh, outcome is I have to make this sale. Then often, like Andy was saying, sometimes we can chase it away with that energy versus we're just showing up to serve. So I think the more it's making it joy and so forth. And again, whether you want to text that to someone or email them and just say, hey, I'd really love to support you, or how can I best support you? Or what are your top health goals or things that are up for you? And is that something that, could I drop some samples in the mail for you? I'd love to help support you with this, what's going on in your life. You know, again, between emotions, between sleep, between digestive, between stress, like we have so many tools of the way that everyone we connect with, one of those has got to be impacting them right now. Mm-hmm. Better sleep quality they want, or they're having some digestion or immunity support or emotional support. So anyway, I hope that helps. It's really keeping our mindset and being conscious. I would invite you to literally put it in writing, like your chosen purpose, your intention, your story. And then just know there's a video on my YouTube channel called The Law of Four Interactions. I don't know if you've seen it or not.
What is your YouTube channel?
My YouTube channel, you can just search, is under my name, Tiffany Peterson.
All right, cool. Thank you.
But the video, Missy, because there's a lot there. There's like 45 videos I want you to watch. It's called The Law of Four Interactions.
Okay, so Tiffany.
Yeah. And all it's reinforcing, friends, is that the reality is that, you know, most sales happen after multiple interactions.
You said the video was what?
The Law of Four Interactions. And Andy's putting it in the chat box too, if you want a quick reference to it.
All right, cool. Yeah, definitely check out that video.
Yeah. But it's just teaching you that for all of us, that we're often going to nourish a relationship more than one time before they become a sale, right? And what the Law of Four Interactions is teaching is that an average of 60% of sales take place after a fourth interaction. And obviously more interactions can increase sales. Some will happen sooner than that, but it's just reinforcing that we're nourishing relationships versus one time we meet, one time sales. We can have one time sales for sure, but the mass bulk of all of our businesses will come with some time and some nourishing, right? I like you to think about sales and dating like they have a lot in common, right? Most of us don't go on a first date and then decide to get married, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, this is where, Andy knows this is where I make the joke of like, unless you go to BYU.
Saw coming.
I'm just kidding. He's like, you're so predictable. Anyway, but it's true. It's like, but you know, you can have really strong feelings for someone on a first date, really, or an impression and so forth and things like that. But most things progress with some time, right? As we have multiple interactions before we're making commitments, before we're buying, before we're building and growing and things like that. So again, I think one of the gifts of knowing that like, hey, I'm here for the long game, and long game doesn't mean we're not going to have wins, you know, this month. You're going to have wins this month. But in terms of like saying, gosh, I want to go diamond in this business, that's going to require some long game of thinking about, okay, I'm in the nourishing business. And therefore, again, I'm going to measure my effort versus always focused on the outcome. It's such a great shift of setting ourselves up to win.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah.
But thank you for your great question. Sure appreciate seeing you, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you for answering it. You guys really gave me some good ideas to think about, and I'll definitely look into your video.
Okay. Wishing you a beautiful day.
Thank you. You guys have a beautiful day too.
Thanks, Missy.
All right. Great question. Love that conversation. Who else can we serve today? Somebody was asking if Slide Edge is on Audible, and they have summaries of Slide Edge on Audible, but not the book itself. So that seems like such a no-brainer book to put on audio, doesn't it? Like,
yeah.
I know Jeff has had a rocky.
Yeah. Yeah, he's had some rough stuff go on. So I'm assume that's of course like influenced that.
So Tiff, a lot of people were asking for the books that you mentioned, and I looked on your website, I couldn't see them. Could you tell us how to get there on your website?
So on my website, it's the tab Free Resources. Uh-huh. And then the first resource is you do a download is called it says the recommended reading list.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. So it's there and it's easy, But I just think, you know, again, it's like, gosh, some of those core essential books, we mentioned Essentialism, The Law of Divine Compensation. We've looked at the book, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, The Four Agreements, right? Atomic Habits, War of Art.
So good.
Success Principles. But yeah, download the entire recommended reading list and then just go intuitively with like where you feel like you want to start. But it's just, I love being reminded that it's like habits, 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 like behavior changes. Again, because we're so like, ooh, I want the bright, shiny thing. I want the outcome. I want the this. Cool. I love it. Have it in your vision board. But it's having clear, specific, effort-based goals is how we move the needle.
Yeah.
And that we're consistent, right? Like us moving our body every day for 15 minutes versus 2 or 3 heavy workouts a month is going to be better for our longevity, our heart health, our body, our norm, you know, our homeostasis, all of that, than the once in a while stuff. It's what we're doing regularly that is really creating the quality of our lives, businesses, our health, and so forth.
Yeah. I love it. Okay, we just had Daryl join us. Are you with us, Daryl?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. So I just got off the internet, so I'm a mess. But I was moving my body, Tiffany.
Daryl, yes, you're getting after it.
Put my video on. Okay, here you go. Yeah, so I just had a question. I've just been hearing a lot about doing studies as a way to kind of get people engaged. And our team's been putting out some really good things about that. But I just wanted to kind of get your guys' tips on how to reach out with kind of study kind of cases here. Let's try this for you specifically. What are some of the tips or best practices that you found that it is helpful for that approach to be successful with people?
Yeah, I think studies are a fantastic way to engage people, especially to engage those who wouldn't come to a class on essential oils or wouldn't directly show an interest, you know, in a one-on-one on essential oils. Like, these are people who are maybe a little more, what's a good word? Maybe Western medicine minded. And so I found that studies are a fantastic way to get a sample with them and get them trying the oils. As far as best practices, Natalie and I have never actually run a study, so we're probably not the best ones to coach on that. But we do have lots of team members, and you're on, you know, the Fulmer's team, so they're going to be the best ones to guide on best practices. But I would just say, in terms of general advice, just make sure that you have a solid way to educate during the study, and you want to make sure that the people taking the study have a way to share testimonials with each other. So that's where some of the real magic happens with studies, is when people start seeing each other's comments of, oh my gosh, you know, I tried peppermint and it worked for this, or I tried lavender and it worked for that. Like, when it's not coming from the person offering the study, but it comes from, you know, other study takers. I don't know what the word is. Basically, they're going to believe people beside them more than the person hosting the study. So it's just the simple principle of social proof. So make sure that you're using a platform. Yeah, participants. Thank you, Dr. Christine. They're just going to trust those voices. So, and then make sure that there's really, really good follow-up, because if there's not some kind of built-in way for you to have a one-on-one with them after the study, then they might just say, hey, you know, I got the sample and those 20 drops of peppermint are probably going to last me several months. Then that's not the ideal outcome. You really want to convert them into a lifestyle. So I mean, those are a couple of pointers I would give. If there's anybody on the call who's done studies, go ahead and chime in the chat or in the comments.
Tiffany, can we ask a clarifying question? And Daryl, if you'd weigh in on this, when we're talking about studies, what do you guys mean by that? That like people are trying the product for 30 days and then giving their feedback? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. So it's basically this idea that you could say, hey, does anybody have sleep issues? I'm doing a free 30-day study, and I'm looking for people who have, you know, these issues, you know, chronic sleep issues or sleep apnea or what, you know. And so it's kind of taking a sideways approach to sharing the oils. It's more of oblique, and it's worked great. We actually have a team in Europe that's doing studies, and they're developing an app that makes it really easy to run the studies. The app isn't live yet, but they've shown me a demo, and it's really, really cool. The cool thing is they've taken it off of Facebook, so it's its own platform. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about, you know, people getting distracted with other Facebook mm-hmm. stuff. So anyways, but that's the main idea of a study. And people do it with anxiety. You know, I mean, that's a huge, fantastic topic right now. And I don't know anybody who doesn't have anxiety touching their life in some way right now.
Totally. And I do love some of the comments in the chat box, which I would just intuitively agree to, is like shorter is going to be better. I wouldn't do 30 days as well. I think, you know, 7 days, 5 days, Amy and Rich were saying that, or a week or 2 weeks, you know, kind of 14 days is just even 7 days, because people, again, we're just have so much we're distracted by, but just saying, hey, I want to do this 7 day study of helping you with more calming, right? Like Andy was just touching on, I think for sure, the stress and the anxiety, and giving them some oils and inviting them to have a morning, midday, and evening experience of, you know, putting some oils on their hands and inhaling, taking a few deep breaths, you know, that kind of thing, I think would be awesome. But I think the shorter and sweet is like, yeah, I am feeling different, or I am feeling the positive of that, even though we know that, you know, with more time, it's just that people being able to stay focused that long on that, I think is, you're going to lose, you'll have more engagement and more likelihood, I think, of converting them to then a purchase within that 7 to 14 day window.
Yeah. And just comment. Sorry, go ahead, Daryl.
Well, I said something is different than when people just do samples, because it, you know, trying to differentiate the two samples, like here this is, and then you just kind of leave them alone, it seems like, or just, you know, you follow back the month. This is a more active way of getting them to engage, maybe.
Okay. I always think it's worth trying it out, right? Like, I think just go for it. You'll learn and new things, and, you know, helping other people and supporting them, and you're learning how to influence more people. I think that's, I think that's a powerful way to convert more people, is they're having an experience. The more we have an experience, the more likely we are to purchase or to buy or to support something.
Love it. Great question. And lots of comments on Facebook about, yes, we use studies. They've been a game changer for our team. And just amen to everything we've talked about. Lots of education, allow people to talk to each other, to share testimonials, and always follow up. So you can read those in the chat. Great question, Daryl. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we have time for probably one last question. Dr. Christine, if you're with us, I'm gonna make you a panelist.
I just got bumped off. Are you talking to me, Andy?
Yes. Can you? Hi. So,
gremlins.
Time for one last question. Go ahead.
It wasn't actually a question, but thank you for allowing me on board. Happy Wednesday, everybody. So, Daryl, can I just give three pieces of information advice that I learned the hard way? Number one, when I did my first study, I had way too many people in the study. And I found it very time intensive, because normally they do like anxiety is one group, sleep is one group. They had four different groups. And if any of you are familiar with Betty Torres, who happens to be on the Leadership Magazine as a new presidential diamond, she is very accomplished, and we have a great group, and they do this almost every month or every other month. I learned the hard way that if you have too many people in the study, especially if you're mailing samples, number one, that's a cost, because you have to pay for the samples, you have to go to pay for the mailing. Mailing is not as reliable as it used to be. So we had people waiting for the samples, and because they didn't get their samples, they weren't participating in the daily to-dos. So I found like I was trying to get involvement, but it was just very time intensive and a little pricey. So the next time I personally narrowed it down to two things. I narrowed it down to sleep and anxiety, and I limited each study. For me personally, I had three people in each study. And then of course I educated my leaders and people that were also interested in being involved in the study. And we each had jobs, like we each had a different day that we would monitor. Like I did all Monday morning, and you know, one of my qualifiers did Monday afternoon. The more engagement you can have, the better. And then sprinkled in between that, the study group, right? I was doing lives on my Facebook group about the products, just short 30-second lives to remind the people to go back and check out the information and the educational content in the study. And when I did it that way and kind of tweaked it, it was very, very successful. You know, as far as enrollments, people buying product, people getting on Lifelong Vitality Pack, you know, I just think that is so needed. And, you know, if that helps anybody, hopefully so.
Love it. Thank you for sharing. That's good stuff. Okay, we've had a couple of other questions come in. Let's see. Gwen is asking, do you have any idea what the 21-day challenge will look like? Will doTERRA be sending educational videos via text, or is it all individual? So yes, doTERRA is offering, so the 21-day challenge starts February 1st, and you can text the word healthy to their, they have a 6-digit number, and I'll give that to you right now. It's 386-457. So text healthy to 386-457. And doTERRA will send you links to participate. And there'll be videos. They're mostly going to point you back to a Facebook group, because doTERRA understands the power of a community and the power of a social experience, right? Especially in the days of COVID. So I would say hop on there and connect. And I don't think they're doing an email version. I think they're focusing on text and Facebook. So it's going to be great. So get the word out and get yourself in that too. It's gonna be great. And then the book, Ruth, was Slight Edge. I don't know if it's available in Australia. I know that it's US and Canada for this particular challenge, but I'd be surprised if other markets aren't doing something for their markets. Haley on Facebook is saying that for her studies that she's done, they offer a sample pack for $5. And daily live videos are specific to products and study topic, and they've had great success. So you don't have to. That. Yeah, you don't have to do it for free. Like,
you you could charge, you know, I do a small amount, so it's very easy entry level, right? But it covers your cost of products and things. But I think anytime we ante in even a little, we're obviously going to, our odds of follow through. It's like why I think, you know, I haven't been to an Orange Theory class, but Orange Theory is a fitness group that, you know, you have to prepay, you sign up, and it's like, you're going to pay for that class, whether you show or not. And even though it's like $10, your odds, their show rate is so much higher because people have opted in. So I think there's some real value of that they buy a sample pack. So thank you for sharing that, you know, So important. Yeah. Good stuff. Julie's asking the panelists again, some of you have been sharing your comments to panelists. We wish Zoom would just like give us the automatics, you know, to panelists and attendees. But I think, again, you can do studies from 5 days, we've heard in the chat box, up to 30 days. It depends on the intention, the focus. I personally would say somewhere in that, you know, again, 5 to 14 days is probably a sweet spot, right? That you're wanting to create and seeing some momentum to get people started. So thank you for bringing this up. This has been a good thing to strategize and to think about. And I always love when we have those ideas that we're sharing as a group. So you guys, thank you so much for joining us today. We so appreciate you. And and value you and believe in you. And we're just sending you lots of good, positive, juicy, good vibes and wishing you a great rest of your week. We'll see you guys here next Wednesday at the same time. Invite a friend to bring a new friend with you next week as well to come get filled up and nourished in this bright space and place that we play on every single Wednesday. Mr. Goddard, always a treat to be with you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Always being a light to this world and this community. So good to be here. See you next week.